What makes a good wine list?
Well, of course, you want the wine list to be appropriate to the restaurant. Obviously, an Italian restaurant, you're going to expect more Italian wines. And if you've got a French restaurant, you're going to want to see French wines. A place like California Grill, you're going to have a lot of West Coast wines. Another restaurant at Walt Disney World, Gico, in the Animal Kingdom Lodge, boasts the largest South African wine cellar outside of South Africa, basically. And those restaurants all have the luxury of having good sommeliers, wine experts on staff, or who can guide them to putting together the appropriate wines. You also want the wines to be appropriate to the food you're serving, not just the nationality, without considering the food that's going to go with it.
You have a point there. A lot of folks know the basics, that red wine usually goes with red meat and white wine with chicken or fish dishes, but where do we go from there?
Well, it's not just an aesthetic thing. It's not just because red goes with red and looks pretty, but when you talk about red meats, you're talking about something usually that's pretty fatty. The red wines tend to have higher tannins, which are going to cut through that fat and give you a more pleasurable experience with the wine. You know, there's something about that moment when you taste the right wine with the right food. It really is, it's one of those aha moments when you say, I get it now. And sometimes it goes the opposite way. I always tell people a good way to think about it is just about everybody has gotten up in the morning, had a little sip of orange juice, gone and brushed their teeth, and then go back and finish off the orange juice. And that's horrible.
It just puckers your face.
So, you know, that's sort of an oversimplification and kind of an extreme example of how a food, in this case, toothpaste, can be affected by a beverage, in this case, orange juice. It's sort of the same way with food and wine.
Excellent analogy. Is there a way to simplify it a bit? Is there a wine pairing for dummies type of thing beside the red and the red and the white and the white?
Well, sometimes you just have to put yourself in the hands of experts, and hopefully that expert is going to be employed by the restaurant you're dining in. if they don't have the luxury of having a full-time sommelier, we have a lot of servers in this town who have gone through at least that first level of sommelier certification. There are three levels, and at least that first level to help them make good, appropriate recommendations for their restaurants. So the thing to do is to ask questions of your waiter. If there's something on the menu that you're really interested in having as your meal, ask the waiter, what would you recommend with that from your wine list?
What are the restaurants around town that have good wine programs? Maybe the ones with the sommeliers or the ones with knowledgeable staff or great lists?
Some of the places I like, I mentioned Gico, California Grill, Capital Grill, which is the wine program there is under one of our master sommeliers.